A good starter project for learning JavaScript is a primitive wiki, a tiny high-level overview. Do not wait for standardized education to magically click. It won't happen. You have to learn on your own. Programming is the safest and most rewarding bet to get to your future fast. Start as soon as you can, and don't wait for college or high school even. Learn programming and work towards fixing education. You will need to write the WikiWiki in JavaScript with the help of Node.js. Just look for Node.js tutorial video and how to make an HTTP server tutorial. Let us code like it's 1994, the year the WikiWiki was invented. The main page of a WikiWiki is just called main, with capital M. We'll be using simple text files for storage, so we'll write to a file named main.txt. Which brings us to the user interface, for which you should use the Bootstrap CSS framework. These developers are quite wise and hard to beat. You can just copy their HTML page with links to Bootstrap hosted on a CDN. CDN is Content Delivery Network. It means that it is a mostly reliable way to get the code. You can't just output their HTML file, though. That is just starter code. You will have to modify it. You have to explore HTML examples and Bootstrap documentation and copy, paste, and modify the HTML, learning a little bit about CSS. At this point, you will also need a server-side templating engine to keep up with WikiWiki traditions. EJS is very good for starters, as it allows you to use JavaScript to do all your template programming. EJS runs on the server within your Node HTTP server process, or you can use Express.js, which does simplify the HTTP code a little bit. Viewing a file will just read the main TXT and have EJS print it into your Bootstrap template. But editing that file will require an edit page, with a form containing an editable text area with the contents of the main.txt file. You will also need a third page, one that the user won't actually see. The form will submit all the data to it. It will receive the data, save to the file, and then redirect the browser to the view page. You can add a little input box to the edit page where you enter a message about what you are changing. Here, you would store those messages in a main.log file, which would be an append-only log file where everything is prefixed with a timestamp. That's a pretty good exercise. Along the way, you will discover various tangents, and you should follow them all. That is an important part of exploration and learning. For example, EJS is not the only templating engine. Handlebars and mustache are made to keep JavaScript out of templates, hoping to improve security. Basically, the idea is not to frighten the non-programmers and stop worrying the security experts. EJS has to be used correctly to be secure. You should never accept raw input from the internet. Here, you are introduced to web application security. All user input has to be isolated and considered tainted until you bless it with string sanitization. You have to understand how people can hack your code. As security vulnerabilities come up, you will learn more and more about how they are exploited and ultimately how they are best avoided. For example, YouTube does not let you use greater than or less than sign in video descriptions. Greater than or less than is part of HTML, the code underlying the web application. They just don't want to take any chances that somehow an escape will be found and code injection will become possible. This is silly and overkill. But you know, as far as avoiding problems, it's quite a magnificent solution. So you're going to have to sacrifice usability in order to improve security. It's a pretty cool thing to be working on. Finally, my second or alternative recommendation is a honeypot, a Node HTTP server that accepts just about everything that is thrown at it, printing out some unique random nonsense like warning, 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 firewall breached. Launching 7 Visual Basic proxies to track the attacker. Here, you would be monitoring the HTTP requests and hoping to study them. You can watch the botnets that are trying to hack into more computers and figure out who they belong to or where they are at. Here, you will be chatting with the evil robots and probably a little bit of AI. This could be more exciting than making a wiki, though I recommend both projects. The simple starter projects are something you should always return to as you learn more and more. You can see it as a game with the aim of beating your older version or your own high score. When you learn more, you will be able to simplify the code, make the program more secure, or even more beautiful.